So our reading this morning is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we're going to pick up towards the sort of second half of verse 13. So this is Paul's final words to Timothy in his first book, and it can be found on page 1194 of your Bibles. Evidently, your Bible at home, no idea what page it's on, so it's probably going to be here, maybe here. Could be here, could be down there, or if you're lucky, it'll completely cover my face. For those of you watching at home, will get that. The rest of you think I've gone mad. Yes, I have. So in the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It's always nice when you get to read the Bible, which reflects on what events are happening today. You know, the Bible's 2,000 years old, and a little bit more. A lot of things were happening at the time, but actually today we can look at the King of Kings when, and those of you who are joining us at home can't see the myriad of colours that are clearly before me. We have a few union flags. Sorry, teenagers. We have a few union flags. And we also have a few people who've come dressed in red, white and blue. And not as exciting as the brother and sister who have come in matching outfits. So yesterday saw the first coronation in the United Kingdom for 70 years. Now, I won't embarrass anyone by asking if they were around and old enough to remember the last coronation. So to avoid that embarrassment, I asked the two people who I definitely know were around, and that was my mum and dad. Dad was 6, and mum was 3, and both of their overriding memories of the day was going to the rich neighbour on the street who actually had a television. They didn't live on the same street, they went to two different houses, I should point out. And they were really excited to watch the coronation on a television about as wide as my hand and about as deep as my hand. So it was in good old-fashioned English. It was 9 inches by 9 inches, and that was a big television. And, of course, this was the first coronation in colour, because the last coronation was in glorious black and white, because, of course, colour was not invented until about 1967, when the first colour television, and then, of course, rolled out in about 1972. So the world used to be completely black. No, it didn't. So we got to see in glorious technicolour. They had the gorgeous royal blue carpet with the yellow carpet round the throne. Somehow how appropriate that two of the most standout colours on that day were blue and yellow, given the support that is being given by the United Kingdom to the Ukraine. And King Charles was coronated. He'd had the longest apprenticeship in history. He's kind of been waiting for that day since he was 5. I won't say what everyone's thinking. I'm sure he wasn't waiting for that to happen, but he really was waiting to be king. So my first question for you all to ponder, so have a chat with the people you're with, have a chat with your people at home, perhaps feed it into the chat on YouTube or Facebook. What have you had to wait a very long time for? Go and discuss. Okay, let's bring our conversation, our discussion to a close. I'm fairly certain I heard some people say Christmas. No, you do not have to wait a very long time for Christmas. as hard as it seems, you don't have to wait a very long time for your birthday. But if you are a Spurs fan, you do have to wait a very long time to win anything. Okay, Frank Lampard had to wait a very long time to be a successful manager. We insert any sports team and make any joke about it you see fit. So Charles is our current king of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. And he comes from a long line of kings going right back all the way into the Dark Ages, the kind of first recognised king of the what was then England and Wales and Scotland, was, of course, King William. And between King William and now, we have had a whole host of kings. In fact, we've had William, Henry, Stephen, Henry, Richard, John, Henry, Ed, Rich, two, three more Henrys, join our song. Henry, Ed the Third, Henry, Ed again, Mary, one, Good Queen, Bess, Jimmy, Charles, and then Jim, Will, Mary, Anna, Gloria, George, Will, Victoria, Edward, George, six, Queen, Liz, two, and of course, Charles the Third. I thank you. Those of you that know, do tell everyone else to look for Horrible Histories, the Kings and Queens song, because there is, sadly, I do know all the words to it, but it takes about 5 minutes to sing. And there will be bleeding ears after I've sung for 5 minutes. So, do you know who the longest reigning king or queen we've had in that time? Yes, Elizabeth II. And the second longest? Yeah, Victoria, she reigned for 64 years, you know. And do you know who was the third longest reigning monarch? Yeah, George, Mad King George, was the third longest reigning monarch, as bizarre as that may sound. Okay, there was a slight 10 years where his son was Prince Regent and was kind of running things. But those are the three longest reigning monarchs. And Charles is now the oldest monarch. And seemed quite appropriate, oldest monarch at the time of ascending to the throne, but it all seemed quite appropriate that it rained quite a lot yesterday, as it rained on his mother's coronation, as it rained on her father's coronation. So there's clearly a tradition of getting wet whilst waiting for the king. But actually, I don't know if any of you got a chance to watch the coronation, or were doing your best to perhaps avoid it as much as possible, and you went as far away from a television. But there was a really touching moment at the start where one of the chapel royal choristers, who, as Reuben described it, why is that boy turned up in his posh school uniform? Yep, everyone else was thinking that. He stood up and said, no, I won't do the voice. Your Majesty, as children of the Kingdom of God, we welcome you in the name of the King of Kings. To which Charles replied, no, I won't do the voice. In his name and after his example, I come not to be served, but to serve. So just let that sink in. Charles used the words, I come not to be served, but to serve, echoing the words that Jesus himself used when he read from scripture in the temple. So our next question for you to ponder is, do you know that Jesus is our King of Kings? Discuss. Seems a shame to bring a discussion about do you know who your King of Kings to a close is. But Jesus is our King of Kings. He is God's Son. He is very much part of God. He is, you know, we have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he was with us on earth, commanded us to love our neighbours as ourselves. He had compassion. He loved those he met. He rebuked when he had to. It's never said that he shouted. He did get cross, but he always had good reasons for getting cross. He never condemned, he never judged. He loved unconditionally. And he came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve. We have that example to follow, just as Charles actually had that example from his mother, who really did lead a life of service in her position of power. And it's refreshing for all of us to see a leader who is willing to serve rather than to be served, rather than to glorify themselves. And perhaps those of us who are thinking, well, we could do without the monarchy. Well, I'd rather have someone who wants to be, who's prepared to serve than someone who wants to be here to glorify themselves. Jesus is our King of Kings. He gave his life for us so that we can have life ever after in his everlasting kingdom. He died on the cross. After 3 days, we believe he rose again. We'll find out in a couple of weeks when we remember the time when he ascended up to heaven before he sent his Spirit to strengthen and follow us. So knowing that Jesus is our King of Kings, we are called to love, we are called to serve, we are called to reach out to all those around us. And I think it's fitting and touching that actually as part of Charles's coronation, we are challenged to go out and serve those around us in help on tomorrow in the Big Help Out. We should follow in Jesus' footsteps. We should love, we should serve, we should care. Amen.